I'm Kosinathi Ndlovu, and this is Tech Central's TCS Plus, brought to you today by Cloud on Demand. Newly minted small businesses often struggle to establish themselves as reliable service providers among their better established competitors. To help cloud-focused businesses thrive, Amazon Web Services has created the AWS distribution model to help support small businesses and help them grow. This is the second podcast in a series of three on the AWS distribution model. You can catch the first installment on techcentral.co.za. In this episode, I am joined in studio by Xenia Reuter, who is AWS Partner Development Manager at Cloud on Demand, as well as Odwa Nyaluvane, a founder and software developer at Development Hub. Hello, Xenia. Hello, Odwa.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Xenia, I think, as I mentioned, this is the second episode on the AWS distribution model. In the first episode, I spoke to your MD, Senzo Mbele, and he gave us an overview of the distribution model and its benefits. Could you, by way of recap, start by just telling us about the model?
Yeah, so essentially, the AWS distribution model is really there for us as distributors to assist the AWS partners. The AWS partner network is extremely broad and wide. So for AWS to ensure that they are continuously customer obsessed, they said, look, let's look for partners who are established enough, who have the resources to assist our partners, our channel partners. Mm-hmm. And that's essentially the purpose of the distributor. But I think moving beyond that, we really, as a distributor, we look at pre-sales and post-sales support. Mm-hmm. And we also look at assisting the partners with go-to-market in whatever region they are in. Mm-hmm. At Cloud on Demand, we are specifically focused on the Africa continent, so mm-hmm. the African region. Mm-hmm. And we also assist our partners with tech assistance. So we have solutions architects and program managers that really focus on helping them from a technical perspective, mm-hmm. ensuring that they are implementing best practices and ensuring that their solutions and their cloud environment is secure. Mm. So from a security stance point as well.
Okay, awesome. Odwa, now you are one of the partners to Cloud on Demand. Could you tell us more about your business Development Hub and what you do?
Sure. Thank you for that. So Development Hub is a bespoke product development organization, right? And product, not manufacturing flowers, right?
Yes,
but
yes.
Manufacturing software,
yes,
right? And this software is often used by businesses either for business process automation or software as a service, mm. right? If the guy wants to build their next Uber, they speak mm. to guys like us,
yes,
which then now introduces the bigger ecosystem, which is the cloud environment,
okay,
which then makes us a bespoke cloud implementer.
Mm-hmm.
In our case, we have partnered with AWS and Cloud on Demand in terms of distribution.
Okay. So could tell us about more about the roots of the business. How did you start out?
Sure. So I never woke up and dreamed about having any business, by the way, right? But apparently in my younger years, I was a smart kid and I started doing work for clients and including universities until it got to a point whereby we were unable to be paid through petty cash, right?
Okay.
And we were now required to submit an invoice, business bank account, and all those kind
yes.
of things. So in my mind, I'm just going to go get a business bank account and come back, right?
Yes.
Little did I know that I had to register a company, right?
Okay. Yes.
Then the word started to spread out, and mm-hmm. the following year, I was about to do my master's, right? And yeah, a decade later, I'm still doing this thing.
Okay, excellent, excellent.
Yeah.
So now, how did the relationship between Development Hub and Cloud on Demand begin?
Sure, it's really a funny accident, right? Yeah. So I was accompanying someone to an event, mm-hmm. right? A very senior person that I hold dearly and respect. So she was flying in. I'm like, can I just take you to the
yes.
place that you're going?
Yes.
And at the door was Zinia, right? So now I'm driving an EC car, right? Because mm-hmm. it's an event and I'm parking the car. Then mm-hmm. Zinia sees EC and the lady introduces us. Mm. And Zinia is asking about the number plate. Are you from the EC?
Mm.
And where in the EC? I'm like, originally Mtata, but PE. I'm from PE.
Look of home.
Where did you go to university? Mentioned then the conversation just started.
Okay. So excellent. Now you meet now and you have a business standing that you kind of connect on. How does then the relationship with Cloud on Demand start benefiting your business?
And that's the funny part, because when we first met, right, I didn't even know about the Cloud on Demand benefits, right, or any distributor benefits, right? Mm-hmm. And Zinia comes to the office and is like, hey, Putwam, let's touch base.
Yes.
Closer squat. Then we come and we speak. At this time, I'm stressed, right? And I don't know if these things that I'm stressing about, she can solve, right? And she explains to me, distributor, but I'm not engaging.
Okay.
And the end of that meeting was, I don't need your services. So I'm a very straightforward person, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I then further say, especially if I have to pay, right? Uh-huh. And she was coming from the technical side of things.
Yes.
And I'm like, look around. Do you see how many people are here?
Yes.
Then she's like, what are your problems? And then I go. I'm sure she was probably listening for like 45 minutes, writing down. And then she got up and went to the board.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I can help you here, and here. And the thing that was coming at the time was the summit, right? The AWS summit.
Okay.
It's a global event and the Joburg one is often focused around EMEA.
Mm-hmm.
And she basically took us through, like hand-holding, go do this, call guys in my team, have you done this, that,
mm-hmm.
In such an extent that even today, in fact, in this time slot was her and our marketing team from a bi-weekly session, like tracking the things that we are doing.
Yes.
So, from a marketing, business development, and even, I would say, operational efficiency, right?
Yes.
Cloud on Demand through Zinia has came through for us, right? Because other things, Zinia would be like, why is it taking so long? One of those things was writing the partner business plan, right? Mm. From an AWS perspective. Now I'm writing a 100-page business plan, right? She's like, here's how it's done.
Yes.
Marketing development funding, right? Mm-hmm. By the way, it got approved, right?
That's so awesome.
Nice. Congratulations. Hey.
Yeah, so that MDF we went at the Africa Tech Festival last week.
Mm-hmm.
Made lucrative relationships there, especially from a product perspective. Next week is the ICT Summit in East London.
Yes.
So, I'm just pointing out things that have yielded that I can remember now from benefiting from that relationship.
Zinia, what's interesting about Odwa's story is that it seems from a technical point of view, they mostly had, he had his ducks in a row, right? But from a business kind of administration, governance, marketing, those type of things, that those are the things that maybe he was lacking. How is it important that Cloud on Demand meets your partners where they have need?
I think our approach essentially is to get to know the partner, right? And when you get to know somebody, you ask them, like, what are you struggling with, right? What are some of your pain points? What are your blockers? You've established a business and you've had a business for like more than 10 years or 10 years on paper, like Odwa said, which is, it's unheard of, right? Yes. Because businesses normally fail before they make 5 years, right? So already that shows that you are doing something right.
Mm-hmm.
What I've noticed is when businesses grow and they grow extremely fast, one of the other partners are always like, we'll fix the plane in the sky. And I'm like, no, that's how you're going to crash. Yeah. And it's not going to be a crash landing. It's going to be a crash, right? Mm-hmm. And sometimes you need to ground yourself and be like, okay, this is where we are right now. Mm-hmm. And that's essentially what I did in that session with Audra. I was like, I understand this is where you are. Mm-hmm. And based on what you've told me, these are the things that you need. Mm-hmm. So we don't have like a cookie cutter effect that we apply to our partners. We really get to know them. Mm. So something that I do with all of the partners is once they're on board with us, I actually schedule about 2 hours with them and I call it a strategy session.
Yes.
I want to know everything their business does, how it works, who does it, you know, all those things. Because when I understand that, I can actually advise them correctly. Mm. So, you know, maybe Audra has a few offerings that he offers his customers that I'm sure he'll share with you, some solutions that they've built native to Development Hub. Mm-hmm. But I also need to understand those solutions so I can understand, okay, from a go-to-market perspective, how do we ensure that we're targeting the right audience and the right market, right? And that's why I ensure, or our teams ensure, that we dive deep into understanding who our partner is. Because if we don't know that, we can't help
you
them.
You can't help them properly. So in this case, you found a very technical, astute partner that needed some business advice. But what happens if maybe you find some guys who are business savvy, and but their technical stuff, you know, needs help?
Can I take that? So what I've found with Cloud on Demand, right? They're not only distributing AWS.
Okay.
They're also distributing the partners, right? Okay. And I think there's something that Zenia said to me that completely sealed the deal, right? It was around, what's in it for you? I always ask that question when I'm engaging. What are you going to get out of this engagement? Mm-hmm. Because I need to understand the price. And if I'm willing to pay for it, because some other prices are not necessarily in financial currency. Mm-hmm. I don't want someone coming back, you owe me, no.
Yes.
So she said, I'm measured on your growth. Not as in like, how much money can I make from you? Because you are saying this service is free, but what do you get? And she's like, I'm measured on your growth. So that's the first one. So in that, the business savvy guys, they are then distributed to the technical savvy guys. Mm-hmm. And the technical savvy guys are also distributed to those guys in such an extent that a client gets an end-to-end, I would say, intervention, right? Mm-hmm. And talking about the technical guys in terms of interventions that I think were, I would say, important for me. Mm-hmm. My perspective of AWS when we went to these AWS partner acceleration programs was, this is where I just put stuff. Right? Not this is where
I build it.
I put it here.
Yes.
And right? Yeah. So I'm seeing myself as a developer. That's it. Mm. Little did I know that I can actually sell the land. Get my point?
Yeah.
And which now introduces a new revenue stream to say, AWS is not just an infrastructure and environment for me.
Yes.
It is actually something that I can sell, which then introduced annuities income. Right? It's like, what is this managed services? So someone's going to sign a contract.
Yes.
And they pay you every month for doing what, Zenia?
So before this, what you're saying is, as a development house, you would develop a product. Here it is. This is your software. Take it.
Put it wherever you want.
Yeah, you're done.
Yeah.
And that's it. And so now you've been made aware of annuities income. Now, how that also affects your cash flow.
Most definitely.
Yeah. Now you can run the businesses better, actually.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. So I think something else that, and this is again why we take the time and schedule a 2-hour meeting, which a lot of, you know, the entrepreneurs don't want to do because they're like, do you know how much money 2 hours is? And I'm like, trust me, let's do it now, get it over with, and you'll thank me later.
Yes.
And that's essentially where I was like, you know what, here's a stream of income there. We can't leave anything on the table. And I always say that to the partners, right? You can't leave anything on the table.
Mm.
You can do this here. You can add value to your customers in these ways.
Yes.
And that's, again, important because I think the other thing that our team is really skilled at is that we have business depth and technical breadth. So when Odwa speaks to me in technical terms, I can understand exactly what he means from a business perspective, right? And a lot of times our solutions architects always tell me, you guys are like translators. You say one thing in technical terms and then we change it over to business. But essentially, it's finding ways for our partners to add value to their customers, which creates almost a retainer, if I can say it like that, right?
Yes.
With their customers. And it also shows the customers that they care and going the extra mile. So it's kind of like buying a car with a maintenance plan, what I normally put it as.
Yes. Excellent. Odwa, now tell me about some of the more interesting things that you've built. What has Development Hub done over the last few years?
So people now know me about being the guy that does facial recognition for cows.
Why do I need to facially recognize a cow?
Beautiful. So, on paper, South Africa is the second producer of red meat
second
in the
largest.
World.
Yes, okay.
And I dispute that. I'm actually saying we are the first because we are unrecorded. Number one is Argentina.
Okay.
And how we got to recognizing cows using facial recognition or computer vision was around the understanding of the sector. I was raised around livestock. I've got a sister that comes after me. My dad was able to pay for school fees, tertiary school fees in America through livestock.
Okay.
So when that happened, in my mind, I don't know if he knows, but maybe he's dead now, so he wouldn't know. Right? So I'm like, you bought flights and all these kind of things for this person with these things. I'm like, okay, I'm game. Let's go. So that's how I got to understand. And everyone, like the big companies, the red company that's on the news now, right?
Yes.
They were tagging cows and sheep and all those kind of things, and they were tracking them.
Yes.
And I'm like, guys, people don't want tracking. They want traceability.
Okay.
That's the first one. Number two, this thing is stock. I don't want to keep it. Monday, I buy it from Zenia. Friday, it's in your hands. I've made my money.
Cash flow. The whole tagging process, whatever, it's adding a lot of complexity.
Yes, it's adding complexity of putting this stuff on. And furthermore, money, hardware, those things are bought.
Yes.
If I am moving 5,000 cows a week, how much work do I need to do in
to tag and follow? And
you get my point. Right. Then we sat and thought about that, right? And I will tell you why you need this animal information, specifically livestock, right? We sat and thought about it, and I was coming from the bathroom, walking inside the office. And for me to enter the door, I need to look at the...
Of course.
The thing opened.
Yeah.
And it was like...
And your mind opened at the same time.
Yes, I was like, okay, this is how we're going to do it. Because these things... go past, even if they're coming down a track.
Ah, yes.
You get my point?
Yeah.
So why is animal information required? We've coined it the credibility profile of the farm. At the end of the day, those are assets.
Yes.
So essentially, you need an asset management for you to be insured. You need an asset management for you to get a loan from the bank, from an investor, from a co-op, even from the government perspective in terms of programs.
Funding, yes.
How much feed are you taking there? No one knows. You're just going to say, last year, how did we perform? If it was good, plus 10%. If it was bad, minus 10%. So we're saying now, and funny enough, right, again, personal experiences, there's a set thing called a tipping card.
Yes.
Every black household has one where...
And that's data, actually.
You get my point? Yeah. And that's the data that the government and the deep guy uses to say, this is how much I need. I think what really happened this year that hit home was the foot and mouth outbreak.
Yes, yes.
And I later found out that we've been spending 500 to 800 dollars, $1,000 a year, trying to just curb foot and mouth disease. Yes. We are unable to fulfill our orders from an export perspective.
Yes.
One of those being the $3 billion from China, from that. And everyone was like, and I'm like, there, right? Because now we've got this registry of Tatumbanjwa's cows and Mr. Ngobo's cows.
So there are cows that are not informal, in farms that use formal trading systems. There are cows that are just somewhere in the mountains. They are very healthy.
Because those ones can quarantine.
Of course.
Yeah.
They've been up in the mountains for winter.
Yeah.
They are very healthy. They're good. They're probably good to export.
Yes.
But there's no record.
Yes.
So if there's no record, then how does someone buying them know that the thing that I'm buying is of the standard that I expect?
So the exporters and the department then say, we don't have. Then, in your point, even if now South Africa turns around and say, here's Mbanjwa and Mkwati's cows, then they're going to be like, what have they been eating? Have they been vaccinated? And.
Yes.
Bear in mind that even if you move them now, right, the cows, if you bought a cow from Zenya, you can then infuse them with yours immediately.
Yes, yes.
You need to first assess diseases.
Uh-huh.
Now, on top of that, I don't know what these cows have been eating, what have they been treated with.
Yes.
So even if those guys would come without the data, they still can't be exported.
They can't participate.
Yeah.
We've spoken about one of the things you've developed. What else has come from in-house in the development hub?
In-house Zenya, again, distribution. Zenya is now selling Accurate Edge, right?
Zenya is now selling it.
Because Zenya, again, her KPI is my partners must grow.
Yes.
She's got partners that are running in environments where mergers and acquisitions take longer.
Okay.
And are happening.
Yes.
Right? And Zenya is like the banks, right? The partners want money.
Yes.
Right? But it takes forever and a half. Mm-hmm. And Zenya is like, I've seen a product at DevHub called Accurate Edge, which is basically a due diligence application.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The biggest use case is mergers and acquisitions.
Uh-huh.
And it is a spin-off of another product called SalesHack.io.
Yes.
Which is basically a data enrichment and lead generation tool, right?
Sorry, I need you to pause there. Zenya, this is very important to me. The fact that the coders are coding, they're making different products, they're running their ideas, they're building their ideas. Because you have exposure to the market, you are able to see where their products can plug in, where they might not have thought of it themselves.
Yeah, 100%. So I was actually sitting with a friend of mine, and she has a consulting firm where they do mergers and acquisitions, and it was a really big deal. And you know, your friends, you can always tell where they at emotionally when they sit down. And she was like, I just costed my company. None of the records, the background checks, the documentation had indicated anything red to them, right? And it was literally at the point, it was the day before the signatures were going to go on the piece of paper. And she got a call to say the deal is off. The potential client has been investigated.
Jeez.
Which is a massive red flag. I mean, if you're looking at companies that are anywhere from like 20 million rand, 10 million rand even, like there is so much risk that goes into mergers and acquisitions.
Yes.
And unfortunately, you know, once you've started the process, you can't technically get your money out again, right?
Because you've paid the consultant.
Exactly.
Yes.
So I was like, you know what? I actually... I have a solution for you. And that's essentially where I was like, Odwa, I need you guys to meet with this lady.
Yes.
They're doing great stuff from mergers and acquisitions.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing it with all the big fours, the big four consulting firms in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get this thing going. We need to book a demo for them. And that's essentially how the sale happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see it as a sale. Again, I just have the opportunity to be surrounded by people all the time. time. Mm-hmm. And it's, again, just understanding what is the customer problem.
Mm-hmm.
I know what my partner, and this, again, ties into understanding what your partners do.
The capability, yes.
Exactly. Because mm-hmm. if I didn't know Odwa Solutions, mm-hmm. I wouldn't be able to say, hey, I actually have a solution to stop this from happening again.
Mm-hmm.
Or I know mm-hmm. of somebody with a solution.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And that is what at Cloud on Demand we really pride ourselves on.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really making sure our partners know that we know what they're doing, number
yes.
one, but also that we are out there. If there's opportunity, we are out there putting their name out there,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's quite key, and Odwa will speak on that essentially, but yeah. that is important.
I think also, but because we're about to close, Odwa, could you just, if you were to summarize, mm-hmm. you know, the relationship between yourself and Cloud on Demand and how it's changed your business, what would you say?
So Cloud on Demand, mm-hmm. the AWS team, the mm-hmm. program accelerator,
mm-hmm.
for any business to grow, it needs to have pillars.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are teaching us stuff,
mm-hmm.
and it's not implemented.
Mm-hmm.
These guys come in and take seats in your business,
yes.
right? To say, I'll hold you into account on this.
Mm-hmm.
And I will also hold your team into account mm-hmm. into implementing.
Mm-hmm.
I think more than anything, leverage. If there's one word that I were to use in terms mm-hmm. of Cloud on Demand Development Hub,
mm-hmm.
in fact, two, leverage acceleration.
Okay. So you are now moving with more speed and more power than you would have if you were on your own.
Yes, more okay. speed, mm-hmm. more power, more resources.
Yes.
These are not the guys that are going to talk, then we do this. No.
Mm-hmm.
The product owner for Accurate Edge,
yes.
right? Dr. Andre Dupria, right? He was the MD or CEO of IBASA,
mm-hmm.
Institute of Business Advisors in the Sub-Saharan Africa.
Mm.
This guy teaches MBA students,
mm-hmm.
business rescue project. She sat down with him. 2-hour workshop, right? I need to know what this thing does,
mm-hmm.
right? So those kind of things are the level or the caliber of engagement. It's
mm-hmm.
not cookie cutter.
Yes.
If Xenia, younger than me,
mm-hmm.
is able to engage Doc, that's my dad's age,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
That is a seasoned business person. That's
yes.
breeding MBA candidates
yes.
and say, I want to understand this thing. I'm going to take it out to the market.
Yes.
So it's not just, yeah, we'll come, Cloud and just sign on board. No.
Yes.
The caliber also matters.
Okay. Xenia, what would you like to say in closing?
Yeah, I think at Cloud on Demand, we really get to know our partners
mm-hmm.
and we believe in them. Like, I'll phone Odwa and be like, you never gave me feedback.
I always stuff even now.
You know,
yes.
I'm like, I'm waiting. At the end of the day, it's your success, you know?
Yes.
But it's not in a threatening manner. It's really in the caring manner.
Yes.
And what we also do is, for some of our partners, we understand we have to nurture them a bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
Other ones, like Development Hub, they're ready to run. They just need to know what direction to run in,
yes.
right?
Okay.
So Cloud on Demand, we really ensure that that our partners have a strategy, that they have the technical facility from our team
mm-hmm.
that doesn't implement, but they advise, which is really great.
Mm-hmm.
And we also take them through different AWS programs to help scale their business again.
Mm-hmm.
And then also ensure that they have the training and certification necessary
mm-hmm.
to be recognized by AWS themselves.
Mm-hmm.
We also ensure at Cloud on Demand that we have relationships at the vendor
mm-hmm.
To ensure that, you know, if Odwa needs something today and it's quite urgent,
mm-hmm.
I can pick up the phone and phone somebody at the vendor,
okay.
right? And that's essentially critical and key. So my stakeholders is not just a partner, Odwa,
mm-hmm.
it's also the OEM, the vendor, at the end of the day.
Oh, because the ecosystem is what matters, right?
Exactly. And, mm. and I've seen partners grow and I've seen partners do really well. This past year, I laughed recently. Senzel, the MD, said, you know, guys, last year I said I wanted to go international, and then Zenia just started popping up with all these partners. Or the AWS team, at least, you know.
Yes.
So we got one solid partner in West Africa, and that partner basically multiplied all our African partners. So they would refer us to one, and that one would then refer us to another, and that's essentially how we now scaled into West Africa and East Africa, and we're still continuing to grow throughout Sub-Saharan Africa as well.
Excellent. Great. It's nice to hear. Odwa, Zenia, thank you very much for joining me on the show today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Cheers. Cheers. That is Zenia Rueda. She is the AWS Partner Development Manager at Cloud on Demand, and Odwa Nyaluvani. He is the founder and a software developer at Development Hub for TCS+.